people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. To be on the show with me, very simple, just call 1-866-444-3478, 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor Pet Foods. They produce some mighty fine products, no wheat, no corn, no soy, no gluten in anything they make in the whole plant. And some of the products are grain-free, so they've got it all. There are no chemical preservatives in any of their foods, none of them. But a whole lot of really good vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. Ask for it in your local store. It is available across the country. Primarily, in the past, it's been in feed and farm stores and places like that, and it's now starting to expand. So let people know if you're interested, and I would highly recommend you be interested because it is great stuff. A lot going on since I've talked to you last. We've had some pretty heavy rain, and looks like we're going to maybe have some more around these parts. It was a little spotty. We had a lot in the Dallas, in my part of Dallas. I talked to some other people who got less than an inch, but it was up over 6 inches in some places around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which we needed, and it came across a pretty wide swath. So hopefully some of the lakes that need some water to bring them up to the right level have benefited, and maybe some more coming this way. The only negative was we were in the office, second story office, and a small place, and the storm was really violent. I was a little concerned about where I was there for a very short period of time. Nothing happened real close to us, but some of the trees around the neighborhood just got smashed. It was really kind of isolated here and there. It wasn't widespread damage. I guess the only thing that was common was Bradford pears, and there was an article written in the Dallas Morning News, not my column, just in a regular article about tree damage and what kind of trees you should replace with and all that. You can check it out on the website that they have, dallasmorningnews.com. But the main thing, I guess the most consistent thing, was that Bradford pears were damaged a lot. They're falling apart all over the place. Doesn't even take violent weather for it to happen in a lot of cases because of that real weak branch angle or trunk angle that it has, the various trunks going up basically in a codominant, more than codominant fashion. And sometimes they just break and fall off, but in high wind storms and things like that, they just completely fall apart all over the place. If you have some big Bradford pears and they're in a place where they could do some damage, you might want to really seriously consider going ahead and biting the bullet and changing over to something else. To answer the questions about what do you do after big limbs or trees been crushed, what do you do? Well, if it's serious damage to the main part of the trunk and there's no way to trim it so it would look even halfway decent for a period of time, maybe the best thing to do is to take the tree all the way out, save the firewood if you need that, have and or have it ground into mulch. The shredded tree trimmings that come from living trees, the very best mulch there is. There's nothing close to it. The texture will be a little bit heavy if you get it right out of the tree care company's truck, but that's what we use. We especially use it in the vegetable garden and the walkways and things like that. Some of the companies that sell compost and sand and gravel and are into horticultural products will take the tree trimmings and regrind them, do a second grinding, and that would be the one to ask for to buy. Some even compost it a while. It'll compost by itself, just being left in a big pile, because it's got such a balance of nutrients in it with the green tissue from the buds and cambium layer and green leaves and stems and so forth, bind with the carbon material, the cellulose, the wood that's in there. And that's why it's such a good mulch. It's good for vegetables, it's good for landscaping, it's good for whatever. There's very little chance, it's not zero, but there's very little chance of tree trimmings mulch being contaminated with toxic pesticides. Grass clippings have a lot more a chance of that, but for obvious reasons, the herbicides sprayed on grass, not up on trees. But trees can pull some of the stuff up. The only place where I've ever seen it be a real concern, and it almost didn't dawn on me when I saw it. I had been coming to the office for a couple of weeks and noticing a big, nice pile of shredded tree trimmings at the intersection where you turn to come down the road to the radio station. And I started to mention it on the air, and then all of a sudden something kind of popped in the back of my feeble brain, and I realized that those trees were, though that mulch pile, that those tree trimming mulch pile was right beside a utility situation, you know, the gravel and the transfer station or whatever it was inside there. And they use some heavy-duty herbicides on those things, I know from experience. And so I got to looking at where the tree stumps were that those tree trimmings came from, and they were around the perimeter of that gravel area that had obviously been sprayed with a bunch of herbicides. In that situation, in that case, you wouldn't want to use those because those trees probably sucked up those recalcitrant herbicides that they use there. They use some real nasty soil sterilants on those gravel areas around those electrical situations. And in that case, you probably had a fairly high chance of the mulch being contaminated. But when it's out in an open area where they're putting in a new development or putting in a new interchange, road interchange, or something like that, chances are that the tree trimmings will be pretty clean. And if you get them and they're too heavy a texture, you don't even have to regrind them. One of the things you can do is just leave them in a big pile for a while, turn them if you have time to do it. You don't even need to do that. And the mulch will break down into the prettiest compost you've ever seen because, it is such a balance of nitrogen and carbon material. Well, back to the start here. We've got a couple of things that need to tell you about. One is the SPCA dog of the week is Canty. And Canty, the picture, she's a really pretty 5-month-old Labrador mix. At 19 pounds, she looks like she'd be as big as Carmen from the way her pretty face is, but she's apparently pretty small, and she is available at the SPCA down in near downtown Dallas. From last week, Lady is still looking for a home, so let's help her out. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and check out Lady from last week and Canty from this week. And Canty looks like she'd be a great pickup. She was transferred to the SPCA from another shelter, so she's been waiting for a month, and that's long enough. Let's give her some help. Canty, K-A-N-T-I. Again, her picture's on dirtdoctor.com. And let's see what else I needed to talk to you about. The broken trees. Oh, and then one more warning, and we try to do this whenever we've had, especially ice damage, but even in this situation, when you have wind and, you know, tornado, high straight winds, tornadoes, any kind of reason that trees have gotten broken or snapped off, you got to be really careful as a novice, even though you might think you know what you're doing, working around trees that are bent over and still connected. When they're still connected, when there's big limbs that are on the ground still connected to the trunk, and you start using a chainsaw or something like that, there's a tremendous amount of pressure that can be released when you make those cuts, and you can get hurt or worse. So leave it to the pros if it is something like that, and don't be messing around with it yourself unless you're an arborist and really know what you're doing. It can be very, very dangerous. My tea this morning is hibiscus flowers. We've got hibiscus flowers blooming, popping up all over the place. I have rescued, not rescued, but we have saved in a greenhouse situation over the winter some hibiscus, about four big ones the last few years. And I've got mixed emotions about doing that because they never look quite as good. They can come back, especially if you baby them along with plenty of good compost tea and the whole Garrett juice mixture used as a fertilizer. But I use the petals and then some of my usual things, honey, bay, a little peppermint in the tea this morning. When you use a big flower like hibiscus, you don't use the whole flower. You just use the petals, but they make a very good ingredient. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this. Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 1-866-444-3478. Before I go to the phone lines, and we're going to go right away here, but I put an entry on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And somebody sent me, one of my golf buddies actually sent me a terrific story about the big trees in California, and specifically the President, which is just this incredible tree. They put together a lot of different photographs so they could show it all in one photograph. I tried to put the entire article, and I couldn't figure out how to do it, so it ended up being in there in several pieces, and you have to have to open the photograph on each one of them, but it's worth going through it. Maybe you can find the article. It's a National Geographic article where you don't have to look at each single one, and I'll try to figure out how to put it on there a little bit more concise for you, but it's worth the effort. And speaking of golf buddies, I have to do a shout out to our young Jordan Spieth in the PGA Tournament Players, which is one of the – it's not a major, but one of the biggest that's not a major, I guess. Tied for the lead with German Martin Keimer, teeing it up this afternoon. Once again, doing very well, impressing everybody in the business. Telephone number, again, 866-444-3478. First up today is Brad in Wiley, Texas. Hi, Brad.
Well, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Okay, Howard, my question is, I have a concern about my oak tree in my front yard. I've had the tree about 4 or 5 years, and on the lower branches along the branch, I'm finding little stems that have about 4 or 5 leaves that are just dying and breaking off. And the other issue is about halfway up the tree, I found looks like some kind of sap that's oozing out. And I've never noticed that before on this tree. Now, is that because of this extreme weather? Is it trying to, heal itself from the ice storm? Or is this something of a sick tree that I need to treat?
Well, it could be any of the above. So we'll have to kind of go through a little analysis here. Do you know what kind of oak it is?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. No, Howard, I don't. It's just an oak.
Is it a deciduous tree? Does it lose its leaves in the winter?
No, they just turn brown and drop off in the winter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It loses its leaves. in the winter. Sir. Okay. All right. Well, it could be a red oak. It could be a post oak, bur oak, various ones. If you could, and this goes for everybody, if you could possibly send me a photograph to info@dirtdoctor.com of it, I could help a lot more. Bleeding out of the trunk can be something that's benign as it can be, just a temporary situation and nothing to worry about at all. It could be an insect or disease problem inside the trunk that's causing that. It could be some physical injury. It could be just general stress in the tree. So trying to figure out what that is the first step. Have you heard me talk about trunk flares and having the tree nice and high and all that business?
Oh, yeah. When I started listening to you a year ago, I did the flare. You know, I've done that.
Okay. So well, how does the foliage look? How's the rest of the tree look other than this little bit of liquid from the trunk?
Well, the rest of the tree looks good, except for the few dead leaves and that sap. The rest of the tree looks good.
Okay. Well, send me a picture if you can, and the other thing would be to get an arborist to come out and look on site. Anytime you have a stress problem, and that if it is an insect or disease situation, it's stress-related in some way. Now, it could be that it's an ill-adapted tree. Some people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for example, will plant what they think is red oak, and it'll turn out to be a pin oak or a red oak that has a lot of pin oak blood in it. And if that's the case, it can't stand the chemistry of our high alkaline soils, and that'll be the cause of the stress that can be leading to borers in the trunk or some kind of other problem. There's a situation called slime flux, which is a bleeding that comes from the trunk. It has kind of a funny smell, and it's really not anything to worry about at all. So that could be the situation. That could be the cause, too.
Okay.
In any event, the sick tree treatment would be in order. It doesn't hurt at all to apply the sick tree treatment, which is a procedure, to perfectly healthy trees. You know, it's to aerate the root zone, which means the whole property in that area, and put out, while the holes are open, all the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, and the sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal, and then spray the trunk and the top and the ground plane and the whole everything with the Garrett juice mixture. In the meantime, send me a picture and we'll see if we can see something else that I could give you some more specific advice on.
Okay, Howard. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you.
Telephone number 866-444-3478, and I should have said at the beginning of the show, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, mothers and others related to mothers. It's one of those days where hope you have time to spend with friends and relatives, and especially mothers out there, and as well as spending a little time with gardening. You know, one of the things that is going on right now is that we're having the perfect temperature for gardening, and we're right on the edge where it's perfect, and on the other hand, it's changing enough to where you'll see a few insect problems popping up and diseases, and I'll talk about a few of those as we go if nobody else brings them up. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back with you right after this. Don't go away.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And one quick thing before we go back to the phone lines, so I'll make sure I can work it in here. I did see an interesting little disease situation in our vegetable garden. I have a Yates apple that some listener, actually from some other part of the country, recommended that we try around here. And I tried a couple of them, and one of them, and I didn't even get around to looking at the other one because I wasn't in that area, but there was a little bit of fire blight showing up. And what I did, I used the same treatment that I recommend for rose rosette. Got some hydrogen peroxide, mixed it with Garrett juice, put it in this case in a little quartz spray bottle, sprayed the shears, sprayed the plant before I cut, sprayed after I made the cuts, sprayed the equipment between the cuts, and then sprayed the whole tree with this mixture. We'll see. We've seen it work on fire blight before. How susceptible this Yates apple is, you know, it's not a good sign that it popped up. This is the second year I've had it in the ground, I guess. But we'll see if this procedure works. And then the second thing to determine is if it is prone to that, is it worth trying to use in this part of the world. I also went ahead and sprayed that same mixture, since I had it, on some new small roses that I had planted. And, yeah, it can be used as a preventative or as a curative treatment. Sherry in Grand Prairie is next up. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing good.
Great. I have a couple of questions. The first one is I have a Mexican plum tree, and I actually have asked about it before, and you mentioned the root flares. So I went out and exposed it some, and this year it actually has two plums. This is the first time I've ever seen fruit on it. And I don't want to lose a tree because my granddaughter planted it when she was four, and she's really proud of the tree.
Sure.
But I know it's under stress because it every year it has these small black, looks like eggs, that get under the underneath of the leaves, and they curl up. But it's on the tips of the branches, the leaves that are on the tips.
Okay.
And then
that's probably aphids, Sherry. Yeah, aphids will hit new growth. That's another thing that I'm seeing around on plants right now. When you're going through a weather transition, a lot of times there'll be aphids on growth. In most cases, it's not a big deal. It's kind of a passing little stressful time. If you spray with a Garrett juice as a base and add a little bit of orange oil or a little bit of insecticidal soap or some biowash or something like that, it'll knock it off. It is not. It's not necessarily a sign of really serious permanent stress. Maybe very very temporary. Have you seen it kind of limping along the whole season in the past?
Well, the tree actually it looks good, but it's always just green, except for these the leaves that have the like you said the aphids in them that curl up on the ends. But this year, I looked in there and ants are just running up and down the bark of the tree and out to where these little eggs are.
Well, they're feeding on the honeydew, the waste of those aphids. So that's all that's going on there. You can knock them both off with, like I said, Garrett juice as a base and put one of the organic amendments in there. But is it in full sun or in a shady situation?
It's in almost full sun. There are a couple of big trees around, but it gets full sun.
Okay. Well, Mexican plum is one of those trees, native trees of this part of the world, that can grow in sun or shade. It's very drought tolerant. It's a xeric tree, so be careful about the soil staying too wet. That would be the most common thing that you could run into. It also, you said how long, 2 years ago?
No, it's been either 4 or 5.
Four or five years, okay.
Yeah.
Is it solid in the ground, or is it still moving around a little bit?
No, it's solid in the ground.
Okay. Well, I think it'll be fine. Just you might apply at least a version, kind of a mild version of the sick tree treatment, knock those aphids off, and I think it'll be fine.
Okay, mild sick tree.
Yeah, you don't have to do the whole thing. The sick tree treatment is several steps. Just do as much of it, and you don't have to do it all at one time either. And that'll help trees, whatever the situation is. You should have good white flowers that are very fragrant in the spring, and you should have real nice orange fall color. And the foliage is generally a really dark green. And you'll get a cupping, kind of a it almost looks like the leaves are folding from some kind of a problem. That's the normal look of a Mexican plum.
Oh, good. Okay. Because they are nice and green, but they do that folding. And
yeah,
they'll
cup a little bit.
Okay.
And some of it is related to the aphids. Some of it is just the natural way that foliage grows.
Okay. And then is it normal that it's just now? I mean, and like I said, I only see two plums on the whole tree, and this is the first time.
I don't think I've seen any on mine yet. They need to get a little bit of maturity. And then once they start having fruit, boy, they'll be loaded with it. But it does need a little bit of age.
Okay.
A little bit of maturity.
Oh, good. Okay. I was just afraid that it was under stress, and that's why it wasn't producing anything.
Well, it may be a little bit. Just do the sick tree treatment, and that'll help it along.
Great. Okay. And the other thing is, I need to know about fertilizing my grass. Now, my husband's not into organics, and I am, so we've got half of this yard that he just had resodded. But I want to do an experiment with the organic fertilizer on the other half of the yard and see what results we get.
Okay. Get either Maestro Grows Texas Tea or one of their other products. Get a Nature's Guide alfalfa-based fertilizer or Rhodes Green Sense. One of those three probably would be the easiest for you to find. And you might even try all three of them, see which one you like the best. But put one of those out at about 20 pounds per one. Well, let me ask you this. Have you used organic fertilizer there before in the turf?
Well, I've used Garrett juice. Now, I haven't done anything in a while because I had some health issues and I work full-time, so I just let everything go.
Okay.
But I have used the Garrett juice. I've put out the molasses.
Okay, good.
And that's about all I've done.
All right, well, put out one of those dry ones that I mentioned at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And if you can't talk him out of staying away from the synthetics on the other side, do another Garrett juice spray in addition to the dry, and it'll probably beat, you know, what he shows you with the synthetics on the other side.
Right. Okay. Well, I knew it. And you said that was Maestro?
Maestro Grows got one called Texas Tea. They've got probably another one or two. Nature's Guide has one that I like a lot that's got alfalfa in it, and the Green Sense products have you might want to get. They have more than one. Get one that has alfalfa in the mixture from them if you go that route.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. 866-444-3478. Here's Sean in Roanoke, Texas. Hi, Sean.
Morning, Howard. Hey, I'd called a few weeks ago, maybe back at the end of March, in reference to my yard where we just moved in. It was overridden with weeds. At that time, I had just laid down dry molasses and was beginning, you know, to implement the organic program here in the new yard. And your instructions were, let's continue with that, you know, and kind of see how it develops when it begins to heat up a little bit and some of those weeds begin to burn off. And we're at that phase now where some of the winter weeds are starting to die. And I do see there is Bermuda there. It is, you know, I wouldn't say it's definitely in the minority right now, but there is Bermuda there, and, you know, it's popping up, and there's more of it in some places than others.
Yeah.
I've continued, you know, with organic process, Garrett juice, and I put down a regular, you know, dry, not molasses, but fertilizer.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, as I go through this process, you know, in my mind, I believe that, you know, eventually as that soil biology becomes more and more healthy, I would see an increase of the Bermuda growing through. What do you think would be a realistic expectation of what to see to notice if it's working, if we're gaining ground or that kind of thing as we go here?
Well, what you're seeing Bermuda here and there. It's still a little bit cooler than Bermuda grass would like, ideally. So if you're seeing it at all, that's great. Now, on parks and golf courses and places where people, you know, have been working on it for quite a while and they've been fertilizing on a regular regime, the Bermuda may be farther along than it is with your situation where it's competing with weeds and a lot of other things. I think I remember you saying that you had Poa annua, the winter grass that has the little seed heads all over it. Is it burning out? Is it dying out now?
It is. I've got that. You know, I've got some other stuff too, but okay. Yeah, it is dying out.
Well, that's good. What you want to do right now is push it. And the way you push it is you mow it lower, and you put out the organic fertilizer pretty strongly now. And that really helps the Bermuda and is not good for those cool season weeds that are trying to hang around. An example of the transition issues is that the Byron Nelson Golf Classic, you know, will be played, again, I think it's next week. What they're playing on out there is overseeded fairways. You know, they're still trying and are doing, always do a good job of it, keeping those cool season rye grasses around instead of pushing the Bermuda grass. And you do it with a little bit more moisture than the Bermuda or buffalo grass likes. And you try to keep conditions around that will be good for the cool season stuff. Yours is just the opposite. you want to push with some fertilizer and mow a little lower and keep the conditions a little bit drier in between waterings, because that will benefit the Bermuda more than those cool season grasses. You see what I mean? You have to deal with that transition in whichever way you want it to go. You could also put out some more Bermuda grass seed at this point if it's full sun. You could also put out buffalo grass seed to grow with the Bermuda. I don't mind that mix at all. Some people seem to have an allergy to the mix of buffalo and Bermuda grass, and I kind of like that effect myself.
All right. Well, then I'll update you on that as we go. And I had one other question.
Sure.
I still haven't planted a tree in the front yard. I've been going back and forth on this, but I know this is at the top, the northern extreme of where a Monterey oak would grow, and I'm just wondering, is a Monterey oak, what are your thoughts on that for this area?
I think it's great. I've got one in the front yard of our office, Experimental Gardens. It's sold still as Monterey. That used to be a protected name, and I think they've allowed everybody to use it now. The tree's also sold as Mexican white oak, and it's a great tree. I think y'all give it a try. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Back with you, and a couple of quick things in Howard's garden type things before we jump right back to the phones. The perennials that froze all the way to the ground are coming back beautifully. The almond verbena, a lot of people have been asking about that one. It should be coming back for you, except in extremely cold areas, and you have to treat it as an annual there, and I think it's worth it to do that. My yellow cestrum's coming back like gangbusters. The white passion flower, pure white passion flower that I've told you about in the past, I thought was completely dead, is coming back, not from the main mother plant, but from some shoots. And yeah, it does spread a little bit. You got to deal with that, but it's such a gorgeous plant. The foliage is pretty. It's a big one. It gets big. And the flowers are a little bit on the smallish side compared to some passion flowers, but they're pure, pure white, just beautiful. We've planted some of the summer color. You probably know if you've listened at all or seen any of my photographs, and we've been putting some of shots from the garden on Facebook lately, and I've got several more to put on there for you. We're using dragon wing begonias in the shade. They last all summer. They're just great. And white caladiums, a couple of different kinds. And when you have a real shady garden, a lot of times that splash of bright color, if just use some in key spots, is really a good thing to do. And I'm going to answer a few more questions first, but then we're going to talk about the water feature. I'll try in the next break to get some shots of my water feature put up on Facebook, so you'll have a little bit better idea of what I'm talking about. And if not, we'll wait just a little bit longer to do that. I got some interesting stories about the water feature going on there. Doris and Cedar Creek Lake next. Hi, Doris.
Good morning. I have two questions, if you have time.
Sure.
My first, most important one is, 2 years ago, my son gave me a dogwood tree, which is one of my very favorite plants. Mm-hmm. And right away, when he brought it to me, we got out and planted it. We left the root flare. Actually, my husband said he thought I left a little too much, but he wanted it, what I thought was a little too deep. So
yeah.
We left the root flare up, though. We watered it in good with Legarrette juice. Well, the leaves on the tips of the leaves started turning a soft brown, not crispy leaves, but soft. And it kind of grew up, that color kind of overtook each leaf. I was really scared it was not going to make it. And then we had this horrible winter, and it made it through. It started putting out green leaves, and it has actually grown, Howard. It's bigger than it was when he gave me. It's grown quite a bit. And it started putting out these beautiful green leaves again this spring. I was so happy. Then it's doing it again. Hmm. It's turning brown on the tips of the leaves. I don't see any damage anywhere in the tree. I've got stuff around it to protect it, like, you know, the little low concrete protectors that you can keep grass and weed eaters and lawnmowers and what have you away from it.
So it's out in a turf area?
No, I it's just bare dirt around it.
But, I mean, that little bed is out in a turf area?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it gets full sun any at all during the day?
No, it's in a fairly protected, shady area.
Okay. Do you have an automatic water sprinkler system?
No.
Well, okay. One of the things that I'm suspicious of here, Doris, is you're giving it a little bit too much tender, loving care. That symptom that you're describing tends to be a result of too much moisture in the soil. I tell you what I want you to do is get an old, do you have any golf clubs around the house?
No.
Go to a pawn shop and pick up a golf club for 50 cents, an old golf club.
Okay.
And saw the head off of it. You can break it off, but if you saw it off at an angle, it works better as a probe. And use that probe. It'll have all the golf clubs these days have rubber handles, which is good in case there's any electrical lines around. Probe the root zone, probe the area around the tree, and you're going to be able to tell by the feel. It's really not hard to do at all. And by how the soil sticks to the shaft of the club when you pull it out of the ground, whether it's too dry or too wet, one of the two things is happening. And the symptom you are describing tends to make me think that you maybe are keeping it a little too wet. Now, that can be from watering too much, but it can also be from an underground drainage problem or a perched water table.
I think that could be it, Howard, because where our house is, we're on the downhill side of the hill.
Uh-huh.
Whenever it rains, all the water drains toward the lake.
I think we may have figured it out. Now, how you solve it may be more difficult than that. There's a couple of ways to do it. You can dig a drain line from the base of the tree out to a lower point, fill it with gravel so it'll drain away, or you can dig a standpipe, dig a post hole straight down, and put a PVC pipe in it so you literally pump the water out. I don't like that because most people they forget to do it, and I've never seen those be all that successful. So just put a drainage line in, fill it full of gravel. Be very careful about trying to change the situation where the soil isn't staying wet all the time. Your dogwood will be fine.
Okay. Can I talk to you off the air for a second?
Yeah, hang on. We'll chat for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That was a very fast hour. Thanks for being with us. A lot of good stuff already. Those of you on hold, I'll get to the phones real quick when we start the second hour. Got just a few things I want to work in, and then we'll have room for more of you at 866-444-3478. If you want our website, our website is free. It's dirtdoctor.com. So is our newsletter. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. It's a free weekly newsletter that I think you'll like. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc, and I'll be back right after this.